Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
New Steiny, he's smoking weed now.
I needed a laugh. We needed a distraction.
By the way, we got Mia O'Brien joining us in about 30 minutes.
Did you just go Irish on me?
Just a little bit for it. Just for you, Joe. I know that little Irish part of you gets a little excited. Who is Mia O'Brien? Well, she covers the Jaguars down in Florida, and she works for ESPN Radio, so she knows her stuff. And she followed, more importantly, Mac Jones last year when he started a bunch of games for the Jacksonville Jaguars when Trevor Lawrence obviously got hurt, Joe. So we'll get the lay of the land of Mac Jones and how he looked last season, why he is over here now. Obviously, they had a regime change. Doug Peterson no longer there. They had to bring in Liam Cohen, got a new backup. I don't even know who the hell their backup is down in Jacksonville now, nor do I care. But I care about how Mac Jones looked last year in legit regular season action. And it looks like if you're just joining us, according to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, Brock Purdy going to be out at least 2 to potentially 5 weeks with that turf toe injury. Mac Jones looking like he is starting this week in New Orleans.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are so many more educated individuals who talk on air who have a wide range of vocabulary, but I want to use a word, and I'm not doing that because, like, for example, Evan is extremely smart. He likes to use all these words I've never heard of, you know. And then he does. And then
Evan
like
Giddings?
And then I have to like Google it and like figure out what the word is, and it's like, oh, you could have just said pumped, or you know, like I'm psyched or whatever. You know what I mean? But that's fine. Love you, Ev.
One pump wonder.
Might be Evan and Guru or Evan and Steiny.
I don't know. It's a mixed bag. We'll find out in 3.5 hours.
Here's the word, though. Here's the word. I'm befuddled that we're here in week two. How? How?
Very expensive word.
It's a pretty basic word to me.
I'll tell you.
How are we here?
How?
It's week two.
You didn't invest in your offensive line. Sorry. We all expected Trent Williams, and I did too. And shame on me. Shame on Joe Spadoni for thinking that last year was just, you know, Trent wasn't there for training camp. He had some personal stuff going on. And I just kind of poo-pooed the entire last season as, oh, he'll be fine. That's not Trent Williams. Trent was bad last week. The Hall of Fame left tackle. Listen, he's still a Hall of Famer. But Hall of Famers eventually turn into non-Hall of Fame players. Like Jason Peters is a Hall of Famer, Joe.
Yeah.
Like Jason Peters when he was 38, 39, 40, 41 years old was not the same guy.
No.
No, he was a Band-Aid player. Like, hey, you could bring him in if you needed a spot start for a couple weeks. But that can't be the entire season. Like, if that's what is to come going forward, good luck, Mac Jones. We might be going on to, I don't know, Adrian Martinez, who's on the practice squad. Exactly.
Now, my third string rant from 3 or 4
Mike
weeks
Mike White, that's another guy they're working out,
Mike
I guess.
White?
Mike White, yeah.
The White Stripes?
The White Stripes.
Oh, my goodness.
No, wait.
Dun, 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 dun. It's Jack White.
Not White Mike, your friend, but White Mike.
White Mike thinks he can play corner, can play, you know, wide receiver.
Might need him to.
I'm just so befuddled. Like, we couldn't get through 60 minutes. And we lost our starting quarterback, who we gave 150 mil to. And we lost our starting tight end, who we extended. Juwan Jennings got hurt, and you gave him a couple extra million in incentives. I'm befuddled. I'm so at a loss for words on this one. And now I'm asking myself, I mean, week two, and I feel hopeless. How's that even possible?
Well, is that how Niner fans are feeling right now? Do you feel like Shasky feels? He feels hopeless about the 49ers injuries situation. 888-957-9570. listen, I'm not telling you can't feel good. You'd still have some key players that are healthy. I'm trying to do my best here, guys.
I've got Christian McCaffrey. Who knows if it's hanging by a thread when it comes to the legs.
Oh, by the way, he needs like the workload this week. Sorry. He does. Like, I know it sounds insane.
What?
We need to monitor his workload. No. I need Christian McCaffrey to have like 30 like touches this week. All right? I need it.
Joe,
sorry.
Joe, that would be the final nail in the coffin is CMC. I don't even want to say it.
You know what? Sorry.
I can't be alone.
This is football. No, we need to lead on our workhorse.
Stop it. This is out of control. Like, and now we will get into like how many years they've lost their quarterback. It's sabotage the seasons. You could go a couple weeks with Mac Jones. Maybe you split, right? Maybe you split. 5 weeks? If we got to go 5 weeks, I think we're in big trouble.
I mean, Mac Jones, let's pump the brakes here. Mac Jones has quarterbacked a team in the regular season to the playoffs.
He's a solid backup, okay?
No. As a starter, he took a team to the playoffs. I don't scoff at that, Joe. As a rookie, he did that. Now, like, they protected him. It was Josh McDaniels as New England. It was different, but if we all agree that this is a quote-unquote softer schedule...
No. See, I don't have to
subscribe. Okay, you don't have to, but I'm saying that, and a lot of other people are saying that. This is a soft schedule.
Yeah, but these are still guys on the other team who drive big cars and live in big houses.
I understand that. It's also Spencer Rattler and Kellen Moore, and I'm still taking the 49ers to win this week. Maybe it's the line has shifted, and I'm sure it has. You're not losing this week to Spencer Rattler and Kellen Moore. You're not.
Why are you doing this?
What?
Why are we doing this?
Because I've seen
Nick Mullins. Other teams.
I've seen CJ Beathard. Shanahan could win this game still.
Pro sports, anyone can beat anyone.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
Yeah, I know. I was there for PJ Walker and the Cleveland Browns. I understand all of that. I understand that, Joe. But this is why you pay Kyle Shanahan the big bucks to figure this thing out. You're laughing. But you've seen it in the past. Whether it's Trey Lance, whether it's CJ Beathard, whether it's Nick Mullins. He could still win with Mac Jones, who I think is better than all of those other quarterbacks.
Can still win is a far cry from they're going to beat the Saints. Would you agree with me at this?
They might not, but I still think they're going to.
Remove Mac Jones from the equation. And just the Niners heading into the year, we all would agree, things had to bounce their way to win double-digit games. It wasn't going to be a cruise fest, right? We're not talking about the 94 Niners. We're talking about the 2025 Niners.
It could be a roller coaster.
Okay.
Some ups and downs.
So now you lose your franchise quarterback who is pretty freaking mobile, and you're replacing him with a guy who's not mobile, and we have more injuries across the board. You're out your Hall of Fame tight end who you've dubbed the number one wide receiver on the team. I mean, he's a weapon in both the run and pass game.
Well, he was the number one receiver on this team last year.
All right.
Yes.
And you're out Juwan Jennings, who had close to 1,000 yards last year. And you're relying on a bunch of guys we've never heard of.
Kendrick Bourne, familiar with Mac Jones, back in news. You can scoff. Knows the system, familiar with the quarterback. Continue.
Kendrick Bourne last wore a Niner uniform like 7 years
ago.
Yeah,
but he was most recently a Patriot and played with Mac Jones. So that's why they did bring him in for the connection there. So if you need a wide receiver three spot start this week.
Where was Kendrick Bourne recently?
We'll see. Huh?
Where was Kendrick Bourne recently?
Patriots.
Okay. So he's not good enough for the Patriots roster, but he is for the Niners.
Regime change is different. We do things. Eddie Pinheiro wasn't good enough for Dave Canales, but he's perfect over here.
All right, I hope you're right, but I'm trying to be a little pragmatic about it. This is just unbelievable. I can't be the only Niner fan that feels this way. This is just, we're snake bit.
Benzo and Napa will get to you. By the way,
this is ridiculous.
I do have to mention, coming up tonight, 5 o'clock, the Valkyries taking on the Minnesota Lynx, Joe, and you're going to be locked in there. By the way, you promised you're wearing your Valkyries jersey today.
Yeah, I got distracted.
How dare you?
The little guy came into the bed and slept with us, and then I had to become a ninja and dress in the dark. And, like, you know when you move stuff in the closet and it makes noise?
Oh, of course.
And he's like, Dad, and I'm like, I gotta go.
They got the sixes. I gotta go. See ya. You can hear Father of the Year right there. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and all the Valkyries channel.
I gave him
on
a
the
kiss.
Odyssey app.
She's like, why are you kissing him? He's gonna wake up. I'm like,
because I love my. Heaven forbid you love your child. Right? There you go. Just download the app and search Valkyries.
You think Kyle's gonna kiss Mac Jones before the game?
Oh God,
that was the guy he wanted. Apparently,
shout out Joe Namath and Susie Colbert. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus. Pregame starts at 4:30. Benzo and Napa.
What's up, Benzo?
He wants to talk about all these Niners injuries, and how could you not?
Yeah. Good morning. I'm with you. I don't know how the 49er faithful right now are keeping it together. I just don't. I mean, it's like you've got this lineup that you just can never see perform all together. It's such a team, and every time there's momentum to get them going, we're like, we're really going to see them work all together. It's just there's not even a second do we get to see it happen before it just. I mean, was Shanahan like a hitman in his past life or something? Did he break a bunch of people's bones? Did he like not tip some voodoo master down in Nolan's? And he's just like every single time. I can't believe it. I mean, it's, you know, there's been a lot of people talking about, you know, you have to too. Like, what is it? Is there something about the Niners' practices? Is there something about their off season that wears them out? Like, you know, this is a turf toe. Like with Purdy, I don't know what's coming next. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, we lost like, it's like you have your whole defense mechanism. We just lost the whole Air Force. It's just gone like that. Like we don't have anything in the air. And yeah, I don't know what you do. I think positive, we've got, like you're saying, Mac Jones. He's decent, but like we're so sick of looking at the bright side. Like it's like every year. How many years is this? Like four now.
We'll get into it.
Well, hey, trust me, Benzo. Lineup. We got the entire history of the 49er quarterback situation under Kyle Shanahan. You know, we'll talk about it on the other side with Mia O'Brien, ESPN Radio, and covers the Jacksonville Jaguars down in Florida, and she knows her Jags very well, and she knows Mac Jones, who, by the way,
what state?
Florida. That's what they like to say down there, right, Sammy? Florida. That's what they say. He gives me the thumbs up. He's a hurricane back there. Big game for the U this weekend against USF. In the meantime, this segment was brought to you by Fremont.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.